Right then, hello and welcome to my podcast, which is yet to be named, so if you have any suggestions, send them into my blog, which is lhymas.wordpress.com. That's lhymas.wordpress.com. During this podcast, it shall be mainly me, speaking about all things sciencey and sceptical-like, and even with just a hint of magic. Okay, here's some background info on me. So, my name is Luke Hymas. I'm from England. Hey. I've got no science qualifications, really. I pretend to know a lot, I guess. I read a lot. So, mainly I just like to learn things and rant along and argue with people.
Yo, She-Witch. Let's go.
Into all things magic and skeptical. I'm very into close-up magic and people like Penn and Teller and James Randi. So that's me, basically. Okay, so this is the main beef, the chickeny goodness of the show, the tofu or soya, as my friend Richard pointed out. Alright, so this week on Tuesday I went to my first SITP, which is Skeptics in the Pub. And it was hosted by Hayley Stevens from the Righteous Indignation podcast. Which is awesome, by the way. And the talk was ace. And it was all about all things that a paranormal investigator does and finds out and helps prevent, in a way, I suppose. And yeah, it was really good. The place was at the Navigation pub in Nottingham, which is 6 Wilford Street, which is it's a pretty decent place, run by a guy called Andy Beale. Seemed pretty cool. Friendly chap. And, yeah, it was a good place. My first ever one I've been to. It was really worth going to again. And we saw a few pictures of orbs, or dust, as I call them. And, we heard about how some investigators tried to scare people, basically, and scare folk in their own homes, which is a bit sad, really. Yeah, it was really good, really worth going to. If you want to look on Hayley's website, is www.hayleyisaghost.co.uk. Alright, so it's pretty good. I'd like to say a few things from my blog. I put a post up recently, just last week, I think. It's about a site I found. It had an article that claimed that a psychologist had discovered people who play video games actually better in dreams. And they have less aggressive ones, and apparently they are less aggressive people. Yeah, it reminded me of Nightmare on Elm Street, The Dream Warriors. Oh, yes. One tacky-ass film. You know, the one with the crap H's, cheesy, docking, playing. Oh, yeah. Fantastic. Yeah, because these people can actually battle their nightmares and stuff like that, and this psychologist found out that gamers are pretty much like that. Gamers are dream warriors, and they're in that sort of right. It's quite interesting. And yeah, I found another thing that I posted on my blog recently. It's about Michelangelo and the Sistine Chapel. Apparently, about 500 years ago or so, Michelangelo's paintings on the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel are actually of human organs, I guess. They're all intertwined with all the godly, Christian-y ugly looking pictures. But yeah, clever dude hiding all this stuff in the ceiling there, especially apparently an apparent voice box of God coming from the brainstem of man. Gives you a few ideas and thoughts there, don't it? All you atheists out there. Right, the links to them two things that I just said, I've found them. The Michelangelo one was found on scientificamerican.com. Yeah, I'm not American, I'm not a scientist, but it's fun to read. So, go and read it. And the Nightmare on Elm Street style one was found on livescience.com under the heading of culture. Okay. Here's the thing I found off Derek Colanduno from Skepticality off his Facebook. He found a website that found some stake-scented billboards, which is awesome. That is truly cool. Imagine driving by and then smelling some tasty meat and getting out of your truck or car, whatever. Oh, yes. Oh, meat. Apparently, this ad along Highway 150 in Mooresville is shaped like a gigantic piece of steak on a fork, which is awesome. But it's got a smell of black pepper and charcoal being emitted by a high-powered fan, which attracts all the attention. It's pretty cool. The billboard's the work of local firm Scent Air, which provides custom scents for businesses, which is pretty cool. I like the steakiness. It's meat. More news. I sound like a news reader.
It's just in.
So, as folk who know me know, I like zombies and zombie films. I'm even wearing a t-shirt about zombies right now. It's called This Is My Zombie Killing Shirt. I don't know why I had to look at that while I was telling you, but yeah. And anyway, I found an article today which actually proved that the best approach for avoiding zombies is actually going to a mall, just like in Dawn of the Dead. So, yeah, I just wanted to point that out because it's zombie factual goodness. And yeah, just so I don't have to read all this out because I'm not going to make sense most of the time, to be honest. It's on www.livescience.com and it's under Strange News. Strange. Another thing I found today was a new high-tech suction device. Yeah, which could allow humans to walk on walls like Spider-Man. Awesome. Or create adhesive devices that could be turned on and off with the flick of a switch. Yeah, this is on livescience.com too, which is pretty cool. Apparently the contraption inspired by a beetle, which can hold onto a leaf with a force 100 times its weight, uses the surface tension of water to make an adhesive bond. But it does so with a creative twist. Ooh, them clever beetles. And apparently it could be used to create sticky shoes or gloves. So like Kick-Ass, we could have like Spider-Man. Like an army of Spider-Man. Take over the world. Spidery fashion. Spider-Man. Yeah. So yeah, that's on livescience.com. And apparently the device consists of flat top plate riddled with tiny, tiny holes. It's just a few hundred microns. Cracky. A millionth of a meter. That's some tiny, tiny stuff. A bottom plate holds water. In between is a porous layer. With a 9-volt battery powers an electric field that forces water to squeeze through the tiny holes in the top layer. creating the surface tension, I guess. Yeah. Pretty cool. I wonder if you could like make a suit of it and then like roll up a building. That'd be pretty cool. I'd do that. Recently, I have been attempting to perform a trick which is used in carnivals. Because I'm a bit of a weirdo like that. And the trick I've been trying to do is the human blockhead, which is awesome. Mainly it's about hammering a nail through your face, which is really cool. And yeah, I got the idea from itricks.com, which is one of the best websites for like magic and stuff ever. Really useful. Really, really cool. And they had a guy on there called Desra on the front when they featured this. And he's got a twist to his. You can see him on the video. He's hammering a nail right up his into his brain cavity, as it were. And he's got a twist to it, but I don't want to give the twist away. You can find the video for yourself, I guess. It's on YouTube. Just type in Desra and human blockhead. It should come up. That's D-E-Z-R-A-H. I've even attempted doing a video of it myself using Q-tips, which is strange. But I had no nails with me, so Q-tips. And I found out another word that's used for Q-tips as well. Well, what they were going to call Q-tips originally, which I found pretty funny. They used to call them baby gays. So in essence, I was sticking a baby gay up my nose. Yeah. How cool am I? Super cool. One of the best guys I've seen doing this trick, guys, has got to be Todd Robbins. He's a true carny mastermind genius freak, I guess. He's a really clever guy. You ought to check that guy out. He's really cool. He'd be like a really, really cool carny dad, I would find. Super cool. And I've got another linked plug, I guess, because they're a band in my local area. Oh yes, my El Producer is sat shaking his head. Dirty Beard, I've put them on my website quite a lot recently, and they're awesome. If you like bluesy sort of rock mixed with a bit of Crows in a Conformity esque downishness, then all cool. You might be able to hear him just twiddling on his guitar there, the lead guitarist and songwriting maestro that is Rich. Check them out on myspace.com/dirtybeardrocks. Some good stuff there waiting for you, so get it listened to. Yeah. Alright, and I've got something else which annoyed me recently. A couple of weeks ago, maybe more than a couple of weeks ago, actually. I was skimming through YouTube. I found some really stupid videos. I've put about it on my blog. I've put the title's "Oh Dear, Here Comes the Stupid." It's about this. Well, these guys who were basically proclaiming Penn and Teller farmer whores and saying they work for big farmer industries and basically calling them all sorts of stupid crap, basically. Really nasty people. And they are also saying things like AIDS, Lyme disease and Ebola, government biological weapons. What? Come on now. That was silly. Stupid people. And they're also anti-vaxxers as well. Oh, they're going right up there, aren't they? Really clever people, surely. No. And they're basically trying to spread what I see as misinformation, which is harming people in the long run. And it's nasty. I think they just need to be stopped, really. Not nice people. And they're doing a... They think they've done a counter sting on Penn and Teller's bullshit, which is an awesome program. Yeah, just watch that. Really cool. And I was listening to one of the videos and I found out there are also 9/11 truthers. They like rank as crap in everything, don't they, really? And they reckon that the bank Goldman and Sachs and the Rockefeller Group are involved. It's just laughable, really. And they also blame illegal war and the collapse of the economy and 9/11 on Las Vegas. Huh? It's just weird and silly. But yeah, you can find them on their website, www.pharmahaws.com. So that's pharmahaws.com. Okay. So check that out and laugh in the face, basically. Okay, now to like combat that evil, as it were. Penn Jillette of Penn and Teller, you know, the big one, the loud one, the cool one. Well, they're both cool, but the one who talks more, yeah, has got a new show. He's moved from Crackle, which was a Sony thing, I believe, to Revision 3, and he's doing a new internet series called Penn Point, which is awesome. Really, really cool. And yeah, it's really worth watching just to like listen to him rant or just explain his opinions on anything. He's a really, really clever guy. Well, I think he is. He don't think he is, but yeah, it's really, really interesting to listen to. Plus, he's a one off of my favourite Magic team, which is awesome. So get listening or watching Penn Point. Really cool. Also on Revision 3 is NSFW, which is hosted by Brian Brushwood, who is a magician also. He's got big, tall, spiky, blonde hair, and he does quite a few carny tricks, and he also presents Scam School, which is also on Revision 3. NSFW is like a show. It's weird, it's got like a game show aspect to it and just generally a load of weird things. Well, Weird Things as well is another cool podcast, which is also hosted by Justin Robert Young, Andrew Main, and Brian Brushwood. It's really interesting, full of weird, strange things, and they talk about different scenarios with animals or monsters, stuff like that. It's really interesting to listen to. So yeah, I'm just like giving links out just for you to fill your brains up, because mine's falling off at the minute. Okay, seeing as though this is my first podcast as well, I haven't really got much planned to say, as it were. I tried to, but my laptop kept screwing up earlier, and once I come down here to record, I found that most of it was missing, and basically I'm talking crap, which is all fun, and one of the things I like to do. Got to tell you, one of my favourite podcasts is the Geologic Podcast, which is hosted by George Harab, who is a genius. He is truly amazing. He's got a mixture of music, scepticism, Monty Python-esque comedy, and is just generally a really clever and nice guy. And he likes King Crimson, which is awesome, because everybody should love King Crimson, surely. They're just an amazing band. And yeah, I'm just going to give you a few more links that I like. These are all off my blog, basically, which is easy enough to follow. You can actually like read through while you're listening or something. Yeah, www.randy.org if you want to go to the JREF, but not Randy as in, yeah. So randy.org for JREF and James Randy type stuff, which is all cool. iTricks.com, which which is the editor's Justin Robert Young from NSFW and Weird Things. He's a really cool guy as well. And for you English magicians and aspiring magicians, www.magicweek.co.uk, which is a pretty cool English magic website. Probably one of the best English ones I've read, to be honest. A lot of them are pretty lame. There's a few blogs I could mention, which is the ratherfriendlyskeptic.wordpress.com, which is the Hayley Stevens from Righteous Indignation podcast. Yeah, she's got a blog there. She's the one who did the SITP on Tuesday. She's a really clever girl and really interesting. And another blog I could mention is lkondor.wordpress.com. That's ELKONDOR.wordpress.com. He's trying to get himself on the radio and to work for BBC. He's also trying stand-up comedy and stuff like that, so I thought I'd give him a mention. Why not? It's pretty cool. It's good that he's getting out there, I guess. Oh, and anybody that likes wrestling, I thought I'd put in this for all the guys who do wrestling. try out watching Midlands Championship Wrestling. I believe it's called that. I've never asked officially what it's called, but I assume it's called that because it's www.mcw, one of them line things. What are they called again, Richard? That's in the middle.
Hyphen.
Wrestling.co.uk. Yeah, so check them out. They got a cool like adult style wrestling where it's all hardcore shows and blood and gore and what have you. Or they've got the friendly kids shows, which is full of comedic goodness, I guess. Yeah, really cool. I've got a YouTube channel. If you want to go to youtube.com/Mr. Elheimus, thank you. Because apparently Elheimus was already taken, which is strange. I don't know anybody else that's got my name, but get off. Yeah. I've got a Twitter. If you want to go to twitter.com/Elheimus, which is Lhymas, again, if you want to know, if you forgot. Yeah, that's plenty enough linkage, I think, for now. Oh, I'd like to tell you about some morons at work. Apparently there are some people in there who they think they're psychic. What? yeah, they always pick up the psychic books. Apparently they give readings and stuff like that. And makes me not know how to talk to them, I guess, being more sciencey minded than superstitious and a bit crazy, I guess. Yeah. I just thought I'd just let you all know. Yeah, it's enough linkage and rantage. I'll find something else better to speak on in a moment. Oh, there's something to comment on. This was on news.discovery.com. It's about that great big Guatemalan sinkhole, which looks absolutely nightmarish and scary as hell. I'd hate to be there. That's creepy. Really, it really is. Apparently, this guy's saying, don't call it a sinkhole. Yeah, and it sure looks a lot like a sinkhole. But apparently this guy, Sam Bonis, prefers the term piping feature. Sounds like some sort of plumbing term. Plumbing's not that scary, surely not. And yeah, it is less sexy, I guess. Because sinkhole. Yeah. Or piping feature. Silly. And apparently it's 100 feet deep. That's scary. 66 foot wide. Yeah. Piping feature? No. I'm surprised nobody hasn't done like a Sarlacc thing from Star Wars yet, like a giant hole monster. That's sounds about right with me. Apparently, he says he don't want to call it a sinkhole because a sinkhole refers to areas where bedrock is solid but has been eaten away by groundwater, forming a what he calls a geological Swiss cheese. I do like cheese. Whose contours are nearly impossible to predict. Still like sinkhole better, really. Yeah. Swiss cheese. Sinkhole. Crazy. Alright, here's something else I want to plug. Well, it's just what I'm going to, really. It's, I'm going to watch Derren Brown, which I'm really excited about, this month as well. It's on the 28th of this month, which is June, for you people who don't know, for all you Luddites and crazy folk. Yeah, so, Derren Brown. Awesome. I'm so excited for that. I've been watching everything Derren Brown recently. I've got, like, nearly all his box sets of DVDs. So, I just wish he'd, like, pick me out of the crowd or something to do something. It was so fun. So if you're listening, Derren, I'm the one with the, crap. I look like everybody else now, really, don't I? Now I've had a haircut. I'll wave. Yeah, that's what I do. Hi. Hold. And for more magical goodness, for those who live around, I don't know, the Lincolnshire or possibly Nottinghamshire area, well, there's the Lincolnshire Day of Magic this month as well, which is on the 20th. And it's hosted by the South Lincolnshire Magic Society in association with Magic Books by Post. They're organising the Lincolnshire Day of Magic this year, June 20th, at the Washingborough Community Centre. Go on Google Maps or whatever to find that. There's a pre-lecture workshop, a pre-event lecture or workshop, duh. The doors open at 10, the day ends at 6. Apparently, already booked to lecture are Adrian Sullivan, Michael Vincent and Paul Gordon, and it says provisionally Dynamo, which is pretty cool. I look forward to listening to that and watching that. And apparently they've got loads of magic dealers there, such as Magic Books by Post, Merlin's, Magic Tau, Gifts for Magicians, Razzmatazz, and many more. There's a website for that as well. That's www.linkslinksdayofmagic.com. So check out that one. That'd be a pretty cool event to go for everybody who's into magic and stuff like that. Which I'll definitely be going to if I have the money. I haven't got the ticket price on here just yet. If you give me a second. I'm actually working on my laptop like some loser. And buy tickets now. Oh, okay, this is quite cheap actually. It's either £12.50 in advance, which includes a free bacon roll. Yeah, I don't like bacon. That's a bit poo. Can I have like a hot dog or something? Or cake. I'll have cake. Yeah. And you get tea or coffee on arrival. Can't have like a mocha. I'd rather have a mocha. Or a crushum from KFC. Oh, Oreo crushum. Yeah, you laugh now, Rich. Or if you can't pay in advance for some silly reason, you can pay £2.50 more. Which makes it £15 on the door. And for all you losers paying on the door, no tea or coffee or bacon roll. So, yeah, buy them in advance, you losers. Okie dokie. Okay, something I read today was pretty sad, actually. It was on abc.net.au. So it's
Australian.
Whew, overseas. The headline is Homeopathic Treatment in Death Investigated. It's a bit sad, really. The state coroner is investigating the death of a Perth woman who died of cancer after refusing traditional medical treatment in favour of alternative therapies. She died of bowel cancer in 2005. Her family approached the coroner's court to investigate her death in 2007. Apparently she was being treated by a homeopath when she developed symptoms from bowel cancer. Yeah. These homeopaths need to just go away and stop peddling the snake oil and crap. Her condition was not diagnosed until 2 years later, at which she'd been seeing the homeopath. At which point, the homeopath, which you're seeing, told her that a cancer could be cured by alternative therapies. I'm sure. So this woman believed a homeopath and refused treatment from doctors who said that she had a reasonable chance of recovery. And, if she went under chemotherapy. And yeah, she went with the homeopathic remedies. Some tasty water in basically. So yeah, sad story. Hopefully people will start to learn and keep away from these peddlers of rubbish. Yeah, rant over for that one. Okay, so that's my ranting over for today, because I haven't got really that much to say for this one. I don't really know how to plan it out. Hopefully next time I'll be more planned out and organised. You can find my stuff on lhymas.wordpress.com, lhymas.wordpress.com, or you can go to my Facebook, which is www.facebook.com/LukeHymas. There's also my Twitter, which is twitter.com/LHymas. If you get onto my blog, I've got a poll on there asking you to pick a name for my podcast, basically. The choices are pretty crap, to be honest. The Skeptic of Doom podcast, which is a bit tacky. But that's what I called my blog, because I'm not that creative with names, really. Or Luke Speaks Sense, which is one I've got, one I've been told to call it, yeah. The Skeptic Hour, which I thought was like the Hour of Power, or whatever. Just Let Me Rant, I thought, yeah. I'm a ranter. Or Other. So, yeah, just let me know. So, pop on there and, yeah, help. And if you want to ask any questions or whatever, send me some messages. I don't mind. I'll get back to you. Okie dokie then. Hopefully, I'm better next time. Ta-ta.